Okay. The last thing that we were talking about, was the wheat questions and all that stuff. Now, okay. So wheat is usually measured. Oh, you didn't know. That was right. You didn't know how they usually measure wheat. Okay. Do you know what you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of the?
Oh, let's see.
I think wheat too. I think they do this with wheat too.
Is that the stuff that you bounce in the air and let the wind separate the something from the chaff?
Yeah, the chaff from the. And then, if you were. Now, they used to throw in the air, and then if they had a machine that would separate the chaff by itself, what the machine does is called. No, thresh or thrash.
Oh, a thrasher.
Yeah, thrasher. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you and another person have got to do a job, now when you told the person about it, you'd say, and he said, well, who's got to do it? You'd say, well,
you and I have to do it?
Yeah, right.
He and I, or we, or?
If you were speaking to him, you'd probably say you and.
You and I.
Yeah. Now, if you were not speaking to him, just talking about him, you might say now, the boss doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
both of us.
And if some friends of yours were coming over to see me, you might say, if it was you and another woman, you might say, well, I said, who's coming? You'd say, well,
she and I.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Oh. Now, if there's a knock at the door, and I might say, is that John at the door? And you say, yeah, that's...
I'd probably say, yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm.
Now, comparing how tall you are to somebody else, you might say, well, she's not as tall as...
I am.
And then comparing how tall you are again, you might say, but I'm not as tall as...
She is.
Mm-hmm. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
I can.
And if a person had not gone any more west than Texas, you might say, Texas is something west as he has gone. Texas is...
As far west.
If something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
If it belongs to him...
His.
And if it belongs to her...
Hers.
Now, if you wanted several people to come along with you, you might say, look at them and say,
y'all come.
Now, if these, like again, with a group of people, talking about something like their coats, and you saw some coats on the bed, you might say, are these coats?
Y'all's.
Now, if you were talking about people at a party and you wanted to know everybody that was there, and you might ask, well, who? Would you just ask?
Who all was there?
Yes.
Who all was there?
And if you wanted to know all of the speaker's remarks, you might say, well, what?
I don't follow.
Would you say, what did he say? Or would you say, or would you ever say, what all did he say?
Probably just what did he say.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes what all. But most of the time, what?
If no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you'd say he better do it
himself.
Okay, what do you call the kind of bread? This next part's going to be about bread and cooking of different kinds. The kind of bread that is baked in loaves.
Loaf bread?
Now, when people make it at home, the bakery has to do the